We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
No time to waste. We go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We are joined by our Browns beat reporter. He is Daryl Ryder. Daryl, first blush reaction towards Kevin Stefanski being the new Browns head coach?
Flatline. I really don't have one. I mean, this is their direction they're going to go. For the first time under the Haslams, everything will be aligned from Paul DePodesta through the front office and football operations and the head coach. So let's see how it plays out.
All right, Daryl, how did we get here from 48 hours ago when we assumed or at least thought that Josh McDaniels was the lead candidate?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, we thought that McDaniels was the lead candidate, but, you know, here's the thing that, Paul DePodesta's influence in this search was certainly apparent. He didn't get his way in 2016 when he wanted Sean McDermott instead of Hugh Jackson. He wanted Stefanski a year ago. They hired Freddie Kitchens. This time he got to flex the muscles and say, see, I told you so. The two guys that I told you should have hired, one got to the playoffs with a franchise who, prior to the Browns having it now, had the longest playoff drought in the league twice. And Freddie Kitchens was an unmitigated disaster. So, you know, we'll see how this thing kind of, you know, plays out. But, you know, right now it, you know, looks like that DePodesta got his way. And he's now on the clock, because if this does not work, he will go along with Stefanski and the general manager the next time they go around cleaning house.
So, a lot of people linking Andrew Berry up for this to link up with Josh to link up with Kevin Stefanski here. How do you see it as far as for the GM search now, and what does this mean moving forward?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be Andrew Berry that they're going to bring in. The Haslams loved Berry when he was here. The bad thing on Berry's resume is he was one of the lieutenants during the worst stretch of football in NFL history, when the only thing the Browns were concerned about, at least from a front office perspective, was saving salary cap space and stockpiling draft picks. So we really have no idea about roster construction. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have no idea about those capabilities. And that's concerning to me, that we don't know that. I was comfortable with John Dorsey building a roster because I knew he knew what football players look like, and he knew what good football players look like. And, you know, so his battles with Paul DePodesta combined with disagreements with DePodesta combined with the Kitchens hire ultimately led, you know, to his demise when he didn't want to have his role restructured within the organization. So, this is all about organizational alignment. They clearly did not want sweeping change, which is what Josh McDaniels reportedly proposed. And, you know, hey, everything the Browns have been doing is working so hard. So, you know, why would you go with any type of sweeping change at this point? You know, so they're going to go with the DePodesta plan. They're going to stick with it. So they're going to live and die by it. And like I said, it better work, because everybody gets fired in 2 years if it doesn't.
You mentioned the sweeping organizational change, Daryl. Was it so wrong of me that I wanted a fresh sheet of paper? I wanted something new. I wanted something fresh.
No, it wasn't wrong of you. No, I did too. Because what they were doing wasn't working.
Right.
That's the whole point, okay? That's why you keep going through this every 18 months, all right? This is why you're averaging a head coach every year. The Haslams don't know how to run a football operation, clearly. They have proven that beyond a doubt. What we have to hope is that Paul DePodesta has learned how to run a football operation, and that Andrew Berry, if it's him, knows how to pick and identify NFL talent at an elite level. Because my worst fear is they come in They trade Odell. They trade Jarvis. They trade Chubb. They trade all these players, all these good players that are here, blow it up because they're the smartest people in the room because they all got Harvard degrees. And, you know, we go back to best case scenario, 4-12 and 5-11 all over again. So there, I have a lot of concerns about the personnel department as this thing moves forward because I have no idea if anybody that's going to be in it knows how to evaluate NFL talent.
Oh, that is
wild.
That is wild. So in reality, because they are such wild cards right now that are in charge, we could go from having a team that is supposed to be win now playoff mode to who knows who they trade next year, and then who knows the direction of the team next year, where then Kevin Stefanski as a first year head coach maybe wouldn't have as much pressure on himself. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, I had people swear to me that they're not looking to blow this thing up roster wise, that they want to build off of what John Dorsey did. But we know how this goes. When there's change everywhere, and including the roster. You know, Haslam actually said it on January 2nd. You know, hey, if you look at our core, we got a bunch of 21 to 24-year-old guys. Our oldest players are 27, 28 years old. That's Jarvis and Odell. And, you know, we're not gonna bring anyone in looking to dramatically change that core. Yes, the roster will change because that's just, you know, every team's roster changes in the NFL. But again, my concern is talent acquisition going forward. Mm-hmm. It's unproven. Andrew Berry would be unproven in the talent acquisition portion of this thing, no matter how much the Haslams love him. So that is my concern going forward. You know, Kevin Stefanski is going to be as good as the players that he has. You know, the book on him, he is a disciplinarian. He's not going to take any gruff within the locker room. He's not going to tolerate some of the childish stuff that happened last year under Freddie Kitchens. There's going to be more discipline with the team. The late flags, if you will, the unnecessary 15-yard penalties and things like that should go away. I think he'll be fine. I'm not. He's an upgrade, obviously. Anything's an upgrade over Freddie
Kitchens.
Yeah,
the bar was so low. You're not even.
I'm not really concerned about Stefanski and whether or not he can be successful, because I just think he's going to be as successful as the front office gives him players to be. Hugh Jackson, I think, could have been successful had he been given the players to be successful. He wasn't. The philosophy of the organization changed after they hired him from win now to let's blow it up, let's save our cap space, let's do a five-year plan, let's accumulate draft picks and assets and whatnot. And you know, so if this doesn't work, here's the bottom line. If this does not work, it means that everything that people went through under Sashi Brown will have been a complete waste of time. If this works, then it means that the juice was worth the squeeze, and that those difficult years, that 4-44 stretch, the 1-31 and all that, was completely worth it because it helped lay the foundation. Same thing I said when John Dorsey was hired. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out going forward. But I get the hire, understand it. Stefanski's a good coach. He's well-respected. Spent 14 years with the same organization, so he knows what it takes to be stable. And this is a guy that survived three different head coaches, and to me that speaks volumes about the quality of a coach when you stick around with one organization despite those type of changes.
We're joined by our Browns beat reporter Daryl Ryder here on 92.3 The Fan. All right, so tell me, how did Paul DePodesta get into this position where he ended up, you know, having the last say into Jimmy Haslam's ear?
Well, I don't know that he had the last say, but you know, it was clear from day one. I said from day one that I thought that this was going to come down to a Josh McDaniels, Kevin Stefanski, Jimmy Haslam v. Paul DePodesta. And I think DePodesta's argument was you know, pretty simple. Here's the guy's resume. We know what we heard from him. You know, one of the things that we heard coming out of the locker room at the end of the season, you know, there was too much focus on plays and X's and O's and not enough focus on using the players and putting them in positions to be successful and taking advantage of opponents' weaknesses, etc. Well, those are things that Stefanski preaches. He preaches a running game. That was, you know, one of the arguments within the Browns last year, even though Nick Chubb finished with just under 1,500 yards rushing, was the use of Nick Chubb in the running game. Like, yeah. There were people in that building frustrated at how Freddie Kitchens, you know, ran the offense on a weekly basis. So, Stefanski, I think, absolutely fits philosophically, I believe, with what they want to do going forward. And that's important. Again, yes, I have reservations about talent acquisition going forward, but what fans can really feel good about is for the first time under owners Jimmy and Dee Haslam, there should be no philosophical infighting. There should be no cannibalism going on internally anymore, because everybody's aligned. There's no longer a war between the analytics department led by Dee Podesta and the front office and the coaching staff. They're all going to be aligned philosophically, and that in and of itself is a step forward for this organization.
All right, Darryl. Great stuff. I appreciate you as always, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I know you got a lot of work ahead of you, man.
You got it, Jonathan. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I want to squeeze as many of you guys in as possible. We'll have Chico popping in at 1:30. We'll also talk to Andy Baskin at 2, James Rapine at 2:20. So you hear from some of your favorite hosts as well on the new addition to Kevin Stefanski as the next Browns head coach.